It's a magazine you don't have to feel obligated to buy from your nephew's fundraiser. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live, free on your radio. Now. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
We're going to talk about some of the prospects headed into the 2016 NHL draft in the summer. And Garrett, like, nothing's changed at the very, very top. We're now through the World Junior Hockey Championships, the top prospects games played the other day on Thursday out West. Austin Matthews still playing real well in Europe. He's number one. 2-3, and then maybe there's a drop-off after 3, but where in your mind are we now, and how much has it changed since the start of the season after seeing all the big competitions? I imagine the World Juniors and now the top prospects again.
The one thing I came away from at World Juniors is I think there's a chance, maybe a slim-ish chance, that whoever goes 2-3 might be better than 1.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, look at Taylor Hall Sagan.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you don't know exactly how it's going to play out. You would presume that Matthews is the franchise guy, but Patrick Laine was like, I thought he was amazing at World Juniors.
How do you equate the Swiss League versus the Finn League? Like, when you've got Austin Matthews, who I believe is leading the Swiss League in goal scoring, and then you look at the two Finns who are, you know, nowhere to be found at the top of those scoring leaders. I mean, you know best, Garrett. Is the Swiss League that much worse than the Finnish League, or is it just a matter of opportunity, or what do you
think
it is?
I think there's hierarchy, you know, in with teams in the Finnish League in a way that, you know, the gate's wide open for Matthews with Mark Crawford in the Swiss League, so...
And is that about Crawford trying to prove that he can develop a young player as well and maybe get back into the show?
I would presume that's exactly what it is. You know, that Mark Crawford knows that there'll be a lot of people watching his team, a lot of scouts, a lot of NHL executives. And yeah, he would be looking to get back rather than retire in Switzerland. But, you know, I just think in terms of the size that Lonnie has, you know, he's my guy as the one who might catch up to, or, you know, I for sure Matthews is going one.
Right.
I'm just saying, like,
the narrative has already been written.
Yeah. I'm just saying in 5 years' time, he might actually be the one. Like, I think he's got tremendous upside.
So who's going 4? Like, is it Matthew Tkachuk hands down? Is that, I mean, he's the drop off from those the first 3 forwards, and then you get to like the Tkachuks of the world, or is it Chychrun out of Sarnia? I mean, who do you think here?
I was hoping to see a bit more from Tkachuk at the prospects game. You know, he did not blow me away.
Why? Because he wasn't playing with Mitch Marner and Christian Dvorak.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think there's a good shot that Chychrun goes there, but I know NHL scouts that like Ylevi, the Finnish kid in London, who was on the Finnish World Junior team, that think that he has been more impactful in the O this season than Chychrun.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, it got off to a rough start, Chychrun, right? I mean, that whole team did, but. You know,
always does.
Yeah, but I mean, he lost the playoffs and the Ivan Hlinka to an injury and surgery over the summer or late last year and over the summer. I mean, kind of didn't get any action in until he came right out of off the IR kind of thing. Seems like, I mean, I was pretty impressed with his top prospects game. He didn't score any points or whatever, but he seemed like he played a quietly effective game. He was big. He could skate. He was making the good passes. And by all accounts, you know, the way he is, the way he carries himself off the ice is right out of like the NHL mold, where, you know, he's mature beyond his years. I mean, I think you're getting a good player.
I'm mature beyond my years, but
I am not. And I know, like, Ben is
80 years
isn't
old.
Either.
Yeah, no.
So what about closer to home? Like, what did you think of guys like Alex Nylander? And, you know, there's news about Sean Day coming out this week from yeah. Damian Cox, and about, you know, off-ice the issues surrounding him. And, you know, for my money, I see Alex Nylander. The more I see him play, the less I feel that he is ready for prime time. He seems like he flashes skills, but doesn't play consistently, and he makes mental errors out there more so than some of the other top prospects, I think.
I mean, he's always going to be compared to William.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're looking for, you know, comparables, I mean, if your brother would be a good place to start. I think that his motor is a little more consistent than William's. But in terms of having, you know, having regular impact, you know, in being noticeable on shifts, maybe not quite where William is. I see Alex Nylander as a top 10 pick, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't see him sort of slipping into the five. Let's put it that way.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.